早晨，我为主在我们中间的带领感到惊奇。
This morning, I'm rather amazed for the Lord's leading among us.
因为在过去这一周，我在主面前思想早晨要唱哪一首诗歌。
Because in the past whole week, I've been wondering before the Lord which hymn that we should sing this morning.
那进到我心中第一首诗歌呢，就是早上亨求弟兄带领我们所唱的。
And the first hymn that entered my heart was the one that Brother Steve led us in the beginning.
后来我觉得在主面前继续的寻求。
And I continue to seek before the Lord.
后来第二首诗歌就进到我心里。
And then the second hymn entered my heart.
就是刚刚志佳弟兄带我们所唱的。
Which is the hymn that we just sang.
所以很好，主给我的感动呢，两首诗歌我们今天都唱了。
And then I praise the Lord that both hymn the Lord has put on my heart that we were able to sing this morning.
这是神在我们生活当中，他是那样的真实。
The Lord is so true and so real in our lives.
早晨我们一起来读一段的圣经
morning,
是在新约圣经罗马书
This morning let us begin by reading from the New Testament book of Romans
罗马书第六章
Romans chapter 6
我们要从第一节读到第十三节
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 13
如果你手上有圣经请我们一同翻到新约圣经罗马书第六章
So please all turn your Bible to Romans chapter 6
第一节这样怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可人在罪中活着呢？岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活，因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的王了。他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向神活着。这样，你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。所以，不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲；也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
From verse 1, What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase? May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it? Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death?Therefore, we have been buried with him through the baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in the newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin may be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin.For he who died is freed from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death no longer is master over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its lusts. And do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. Let us bow our head in further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你宝贵的救恩。
Lord, we thank you for your precious salvation.
主，这是你何等的大爱。
This is because of your great love.
今天临到我们这些蒙恩的人。
Your great love has even come upon us who have been saved by your grace.
主，愿早晨你再用这样舍命的大爱激励我们。
By this sacrificial love, Lord, again this morning may you constrain us.
叫我们不再为自己活。
That we will no longer live for ourselves.
叫我们能够为那爱我们的主而活。
We can live for the Lord who loves us.
主，早晨我们仰望你，借着圣灵来帮助我们。
This morning we look up to you. May you help us by your Spirit.
带领我们进入你真理的实际。
Lead us into the reality of your truth.
好叫我们在地上的生活能够荣耀你的名。
So that our lives on earth can glorify your name.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayers in the name of our Lord Jesus. We pray.
Amen.每一个基督徒应该都盼望过一个不犯罪的生活。
Every Christian should desire after a life without sin.
然而在我们的实际生活当中，
But in the reality of our lives,
我们却发现常常事与愿违。
We realize this is all often not the case.
犯罪好像成了基督徒生活中的家常便饭。
Sinning even became a common occurrence in our lives.
问题出在哪里呢？
Then what would the problem be?
当然我们知道问题不在神那边。
We know the problem is not with God.
那问题就是在我们人这一边。
Then the problem is with us.
早晨我们愿意从罗马书这段经文，我们来认识并且来解决这个问题。
So from these scriptures in Romans, we want to come to understand the problem and to see if we can solve it.
叫我们向罪死，能够向神活。
So that we can truly be dead to our sins.
叫我们不仅罪得着赦免，并且我们能够不再犯罪。
But that we can also be alive to God, that our sins is not only forgiven, but also that we will no longer commit them.
在约翰福音第八章记载了一件事。
In John, the Gospel of John, chapter 8, there is a story that's recorded.
就是有一次正在行淫的妇人，她被人捉拿了，带到主耶稣的面前。
There was a woman committing in the middle of committing adultery.And she was caught in the act.
当然那细节过程我们不说。
And we don't need to mention all the details.
但我末了的时候只剩下那个行淫的妇人和主耶稣在那里。
But when she was brought before the Lord, at the end, it was only she and the Lord left.
主耶稣就对这个行淫的妇人说。
Then the Lord spoke to her.
我也不定你的罪。
She says, nor do I condemn you.
去吧，从此不要再犯罪。
Go and sin no more.
弟兄姐妹，这是主救拯救我们的心意。
And this is the Lord's heart as He saved us.
他不仅借着他十字架的救恩，他所流出的宝血，赦免了我们的罪。
Through the sacrifice that He made on the cross, through the blood that He has shed,
他也借着他十字架所成就的救恩。
And also through the salvation He accomplished on the cross,
他使我们能够不要再犯罪。
And He tells us to go and sin no more.
在我们要能够向罪死、向神活之前，
So before we can die to our sins and be alive before God,
我们需要来认识我们基督徒在神面前的那个地位。
We need to understand our position before God.
我们在神面前只有两种可能的地位。
There are only two possible places that we can be before God.
一个是在亚当里，
One is that we are either in Adam,
另一个就是在基督里，
or we're in Christ.
一个人若不是在基督里的话，那 他就一定是在亚当里。
If any person is not in Christ, then he must be in Adam.
没有其他的可能。
There's not another alternative.
没有其他别的地位。
There's no other options.
凡从父母亲所生的都是生在亚当里。
Everyone who's born from a mother isIt was born into Adam.
就是在我们还没有蒙恩得救之前，我们都是生在亚当里的一般人。
So all of us, before we were saved, we were born into Adam.
在亚当里的人乃是在死，在罪和死的权柄之下。
Everyone who's born into Adam is born under the authority and the power of sin and death.
唯有在基督里的人才有可能能够向罪死，向神活。
Only when we were born into Christ, then it became possible for us to die to sin and alive to God.
这里我特别要提醒弟兄姐妹一下。
Then I need to especially remind us.
就是在罗马书第五章十二节之前讲到的那个，在罗马书 第五章十二节之后讲到中文字讲到这个罪呢它的原文都是用单数的、
After Romans chapter 5 verse 12 whenever this word sin is mentioned it's always a singular term
它乃是指着在我们里面那个犯罪的天性
It is talking about that sin nature within us
简单的说就是我们的罪性
Or it talks about our the nature of sin
所以它圣经原文是用单数的罪这个字
Therefore it's always said in the singular term
它是有别于在罗马书前面四章所讲到关于人许多的罪行
Which is different from the first four chapters of Romans when it mentioned different acts of sins
在罗马书前四章讲到罪的时候呢它都是用多数原文都是用多数的那个罪的那个字
The first four chapters it always mentions different sins that we commit
好所以胖胖弟兄姐妹对于因为我们读中文的时候呢有时候没有办法能够有这样一个区别
In Chinese there's not a differentiation between singular and plural so I just want to remind us
所以我们现在要来看在基督里那罪和死作王的一个情形
So we can see the condition when Christ is king within us
如果你们愿意翻的话你们愿意看的话呢第一在亚当里的人他的情形呢第一个情形是在记载在罗马书第五章第六节
And so the first recording of when before Christ is reigning sin reigns in our heart
他说因我们还软弱的时候
So in Romans 5 verse 6 it says when we're still helpless
所以在亚当里的人他的第一个情形就是软弱无力
So the first condition of those who are in Adam is that they are helpless without strength
这个软弱的表现呢主要是显在对于他对于神的事情上面是软弱的
And the effectiveness of this helplessness is in the matter of God
在亚当里的人并不是没有能力做事情
Because it's not like the people in Adam are incompetent
相反的在亚当里的人啊他能力很大的
and rather all those who are in Adam are very competent
特别是对于这个世界上的事情
especially in the matters of the things of the world
如果我们看见人类文明的发展
so if you see the progress of the human civilization
你就看见这亚当在亚当里的人呢对于世界上的这些科技文明媒体娱乐等等他们是非常有能力的
then you can see that men are very competent and very capable in developingtechnology or entertainment or civilization or or culture
可是随着这科技与文明的发展
but as the culture and the technology grow
我们看见在亚当里的人他们在社会的道德和人际的关系上面却是加速的败坏混乱当中
the societal morality or even the relationship between men has only become worse and worse
这是什么原因呢
What's the reason for that?
就是因为在亚当里的人，他向着神是死的，向着罪却是活的。
Because all those in Adam are dead unto God, but alive unto sin.
在亚当里的人有第二种表现，就是他不像神。
And the second characteristic of those in Adam is that they are not towards God. They are ungodly.
他不能活出神的荣耀。
They are unable to live out the glory of God.
在第五章第六节后面讲到说基督按所定的日期为罪人死中文这个罪人呢它原文呢乃是说不像神的意思
And here in chapter 5 verse 6 it says at the right time Christ died for the ungodly
就是我们中文也翻译成不敬虔
And it just means that those who are not like God
所以在亚当里的人他不仅对于关于神的事情是软弱的
So not only they are helpless and without strengthTowards God.
在亚当里的人呢他还会不断的犯罪亏缺神的荣耀
And they will continue to sin and fall short of the glory of God
因为在亚当里的人他不像神他也不能活出神的荣耀来
Because all those who are in Adam are ungodly and they are incapable of living out the glory of God
神起初造人乃是照着神的形象造了人
God created man after his own image
神的心意就是要借着他所造的人来彰显神的荣耀
And his desire is that through the creation of man his glory can be manifested
可是当亚当和夏娃犯罪之后
But after the fall of Adam and Eve
凡生在亚当里的人
All those who were born to Adam
凡从父母亲所生的人
Everyone who is born of a father and a mother
再也不能够彰显神的荣耀
They are no longer able to live out the glory of God
我们从在亚当里的人身上所看见的不是荣耀而是 羞辱
So we can, all we can see in the man, in Adam is not glory but rather shame
在亚当里的人不仅在神的事情上面显得软弱无力
Not only that they are helpless before God,
在亚当里的人，他也不能够活出神的荣耀。
And they cannot live out the glory of God.
并且在亚当里的人乃是活在神的愤怒之下。
Even more so, they were living under the wrath of God.
神虽然是慈爱的。
Even though God is merciful and loving.
神却也是公义的。
But rather, he is also just.
公义的神对于人所犯的罪他不能不发怒不审判
A righteous and just God cannot ignore the sin of man
因此我们看见在亚当里的人因着他所犯的罪没有得着赦免
So those who are in Adam cannot be forgiven in their sins
他乃是活在神的震怒之下
That they all live under the wrath of God
活在惊恐之中
Live under the fear and trembling
没有平安没有指望
There is no peace, there is no hope
同时在亚当里的人也是与神为敌的
And all those who are in God are enemies of God All those who are in Adam are enemies of God
他的结局是注定要失败的
And the result is a sure defeat
我们前面说过一个人若不是在基督里他就是在亚当里
And we said in the beginning If you are not in Christ then you are in Adam
主耶稣在马可福音第九章那里有一次他告诉门徒们说
There is a time when Christ, when Jesus said to his disciples in Mark,
他说不抵挡我们的就是帮助我们。
Mark chapter 9 says, those who are not against us are for us.
换句话说，一个人若不是在基督这一边，他就是在与基督为敌的那一边。
On the flip side, if you are not with Christ, then you are against Christ.
因此在亚当里的人，他唯一的结局就是失败。
So all those who are against Christ can only meet their defeat at the end.
这是一个蒙恩以前在亚当里的人的一个光景。
So this is all of our condition before we were saved. We were all in Adam.
那么我们如何才能够脱离这样一个可怜、软弱、可怜、无助的光景呢
？So who can save us from such a wretched, pitiful, and poor condition?
感谢神，是本乎恩，也是因着信。
But we thank the Lord, we are saved, through by grace through faith.
就是神把耶稣基督十字架的救恩
That God has given us salvation from the cross of Christ
赐给一切相信他的人
And he has given that freely to all those who believe
并且神在基督里面赐给我们这些相信他的人
And he has given us Christ to all of us who believe
他所赐给我们的比我们从前在亚当里面所失去的多得多
And what he has given us in Christ is much more than what we have lost in Adam.
那我们现在来看今天神在基督里赐给我们的是什么呢
So then we need to see what has God given us in Christ.
在五章九节那边告诉我们神在基督里赐给我们一个称义的地位
And verse 9 says we have been justified in Christ.
那第十节告诉我们我们与神和好了
Verse 10 says Even though we were enemies Now we are reconciled to God
因为我们靠着他的血称义就更要借着他免去神的愤怒
And because we are justified by his blood Then we shall be saved from the wrath of God
因为我们做仇敌的时候借着神的儿子的死得与神和好
For if while we were enemies We were reconciled to God Through the death of his son
我们知道主耶稣的宝血是永远有功效
We know the precious blood of our Lord is always effective
因此我们在基督里面得着的称义的地位也是永远稳固的
So this position of being justified in Christ is forever sure
那什么是称义的地位呢
So what is this position of being justified?
就是得赦免其过遮盖其罪的这人变为有福
It is as the Bible says He who sins are aHe whose unrighteousness are forgiven, whose sins are covered, blessed is he.
这称义的地位也就是神主不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
So the position of being justified is that our sins and our transgressions are forgiven.
就像上个主日我们弟兄所和我们交通的
As our brother shared with us last Sunday
神对于我们所犯过的所有的罪
And all the sins that we have committed
不仅是从前犯的
Whether are the sins that we committed before
包括我们今天可能还要犯的
The sins that we might be committing today
我们未来或许还要犯的罪
And all the sins that we will commit in the future
神在他儿子我主耶稣基督里完全的饶恕了我们。
The Lord has forgiven us completely in His Son Christ Jesus.
他不仅完全的饶恕，他也永远的饶恕。
Not only He forgives us completely, but that He forgets it forever.
他永远不再纪念我们的罪。
He no longer remembers the sins that we commit.
他将我们所有的罪都扔在那深海的里面。
And He has cast it deep in the under the a depth of the sea.
弟兄姐妹，我们在基督里所得着的称义的地位，比我们从前在亚当里所失去的多得多。
So we see the position that we have gained being justified in Christ is so much more than what we have lost in Adam.
就是我们今天乃是站在一个不再再也不被定罪的地位上。
So today there is no more condemnation.
就是神再也不会把我们的罪算在我们头上。
Never again will the Lord count our sins upon us.
有些时候，有的基督徒啊，还羡慕从前亚当还没有犯罪之前的光景。
We see some Christians, they will even envy their position before they were saved.
但弟兄姐妹，今天我们所在这称义的地位，比犯罪以前的亚当所在的地位更加的宝贵。
But brothers and sisters, we need to know that today our justification is so much more precious than.Than before when we were still in Adam.
因为亚当一直有可能还会犯罪。
Because in Adam we would sin and sin again.
他还有可能会被神定罪。
And we would still be condemned by God.
然而今天我们在基督里。
But now we are in Christ.
我们所得着的称义的地位。
And we have been justified.
乃是神再也不定罪我们。Like,
there is no more condemnation.
这是因为我们所有的罪债。都因着耶稣基督在十字架上已经偿还了。
Because all the debts of our sin has already been paid by Christ Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣已经为了我们所有的罪债，他已经付上了那个赎价。
He has paid that ultimate price for all the sins we have committed.
这是我们在基督里得着的那个称义的地位。
And therefore we have been justified in Him.
实在是比我们从前在亚当里所失去的。多得多
Truly, that is so much more than what we have lost in Adam.
在基督里不仅得着这样一个称义的地位
Not only we have been justified in Christ.
同时我们也借着主耶稣基督得着一个得胜的新生命
Also, through Christ Jesus, we have gained a life that is victorious.
因一次的过犯众人都被定罪
All have been condemned through one transgression.
这一次的过犯就是亚当
And that was the transgression that Adam committed.
众人都在亚当里被定罪。
So all those in Adam have been condemned.
照样因一次的义行。
But through one act of righteousness.
我们知道就是主耶稣他钉十字架。
Which is, we know that it's the act of Christ being sacrificed on the cross.
众人也都被称义得生命。
And therefore resulted in justification of life to all men.
借着耶稣的死，他的宝血洗净我们一切的不义。
Through the precious blood of Christ, He has washed us clean from all of our unrighteousness.
借着他从死里复活，我们从神领受了一个这样一个得胜全新的生命。
And through His resurrection out of death, we have gained a new life.
这个生命就是我主耶稣基督他那样的生命。
And this life is the life of Christ.
是一个不犯罪的生命。
It is a life that cannot sin.
是一个不能犯罪的生命。
It is a life that will not be able to sin.
这个生命是一个胜过罪、胜过死、胜过世界、胜过撒旦的生命。
A life that has overcome sin, overcome death, overcome Satan and the world.
这是我们在基督里面所得着的那个生命，那个宝贵的生命。
And this is the precious life we have gained in Christ.
这比我们在亚当里所失去的实在多得多。
And truly, that is so much more than what we have lost in Adam.
我们在基督里不仅得着一个称义的地位。
Not only we have gained a justification.
我们得着一个得胜的生命。
We have the victorious life.
借着这个新生命，我们也得以成为义，成为圣。
And in this new life, we have been sanctified, even glorified.
换句话说，我们能够与神的性情有份。
And in another word, that we have been conformed, we are being conformed to the likeness of God.
因为这个义也好，这个圣也好，都是神生命的性情。
Whether it is righteousness or it is holiness, these are all the characters of God.
所以神不仅把这样一个生命赐给了我们。
So not only God has given us His life.
神还要借这个生命来改换我们。
Also through this life, He is changing us.
叫我们这个人能够像我们的神。
That we can be transformed to be just like Him.
我们记得在约翰福音十章十节，主耶稣说：“我来了是要叫羊得生命。”并且得的更丰盛。
Remember, the Lord Jesus said in John 10:10, "I come to give life, and even life more abundantly."
这就是今天神借着这个新生命在我们身上所要做的一个工作。
And this is what the Lord is doing through the life He has given us.
神不仅赐给我们这样一个和他一样的新生命。
Not only He has given us this new life that is the same as His.
神也赐下圣灵住在我们里面。
And He even gives us the Holy Spirit to dwell within us.
与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are children of God.
因此我们能够呼叫神为我们的阿爸父。
That we can call out Abba Father.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等一个亲密的关系。
What an intimate relationship He has given us.
因为我们是从神所生的。
Because we are born of God.
我们是属神的儿女。
And we are children that belongs to Him.
借着这个从神而来的新生命。
And through this new life that was given by God.
叫我们能够被神来磨成，使我们成为他儿子的形象。
That we are able to be conformed to the likeness of His Son.
这个形象不是一个外面的样子。
And the likeness is not talking about the outward appearance.
这个形象乃是神生命里面各样性情的美德。
But rather it is all the characters and the beauties within His life.
就像圣洁、公义。
Like holiness or righteousness.
慈爱、怜悯。
Loving kindness and mercy.
忍耐、温柔。
Endurance, kindness.
神把他生命性情里一切的丰盛都在基督里面赐给了我们。
All the abundance of the beauty of Christ has been given to us in the life He has given.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在基督里面所得着的
，So all that we have gained in Christ Jesus,
实在比我们在亚当里面失去的多得多。
Truly is so much more than what we have lost in Adam.
不但如此，我们还要靠着我们主耶稣基督这个生命呢，我们能够来做王。
Not only so, He also calls us to be king, to reign with Him in Christ.
在十七节这边说。
In verse 17, it says,
章十七节说，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中作王吗？
5:17 says, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ.
就是我们这些在基督里的人。
That all of us who are in Jesus Christ,
靠着我们主耶稣基督十字架所成就的这个救恩
through the salvation that He has accomplished on the cross,
叫我们的思想、意志和情感能够降服于我们的主
so our mind, our will, our emotions can be surrendered unto Him,
以至于我们的思想像主的思想
even so that our mind would be like the mind of Christ,
我们的情感像主的情感
our emotions, our feelings, would
我们的意志也能够像主的意志
that our will also be of the will of the Father,
叫我们能够靠着我们的主
that through Him,
我们能够得着能力做神所要我们做的事
and by Him we have power to do what He desires us to do.
不去做神所不喜悦我们做的事。
And by His power, we can refuse to do what does not delight Him.
叫我们能够靠着主耶稣基督的生命。
That by the life of Christ,
我们能够活出一个得胜并且能够荣耀神的生活。
We can live out a life that is victorious, that can give glory to the Father.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们在基督里面从神所得着的。
Brothers and sisters, this is all we have gained in Christ.
实在是比我们在亚当里曾经失去的多得多。
I know that is so much more than what we have lost in Adam.
说到这里
，and to, at this point，
或许有人心里面要问一个问题。
Perhaps many of you will ask a question in your heart.
这些话说的都很有道理。
All of this sounds reasonable.
可是我如何能够在我生活当中 能够真实的实现出来呢？
But what does it really look like in the reality of our daily lives?
可能我在主日早晨听的时候觉得非常因着主的话而受到感动。
Perhaps on Sunday mornings we were touched by the word of God.
可当我聚会结束回到家里，
But when we go home after Sunday,
当我明天回到公司回到学校里，
When we go back to work and school on Monday,
我的生活与我主日早晨所听到的道好像是不一样的一个情形。
My life is so different from what I heard on Sunday morning.
弟兄姐妹，我们如何能够在我们实际的生活当中能够向罪死，向神是活？
How can we be in reality? How can we be truly dead to sin and alive to God?
在罗马书第六章第一节这边告诉我们。
So in chapter 6 verse 1 it says,
这样怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase?
弟兄姐妹，我们信主，我们在基督里的人，我们绝对不可以继续的活在罪的里头。
For all of us who have been placed in Christ, we can no longer live in sin.
所以圣经在第二节说，断乎不可。
Therefore verse 2 says, may it never be.
弟兄姐妹，绝对不可以的。
We cannot be in sin.
在我们生活当中，我们绝不可以把犯罪当作家常便饭。
We cannot treat sin as something just common that we ignore.
接下来在罗马书六章的这一段经文里面，
And so in the following verses of chapter 6,
他就告诉我们说，我们在基督里的人如何能够活出神的心意。
It teaches us how we can live in Christ and live out the glory of God.
就是我们的生活如何能够讨神的喜悦。
In our daily lives, how can we be a delight to Him?
我们能够向罪死，向神活。
How can we be truly dead unto sin and alive unto God?
这段圣经里面有四个关键字。
And here there are four key words.
如果你平常在圣经当中你会做笔记的话，你可以画一下，
if you were,
做个记号。
If you have the habit of taking notes in your Bible, then you can underscore these words.
在第六节，
In verse 6,
这边讲到因为知道，这个知你可以做个记号。
It says knowing this.And so knowing is a key word.
在第八节
Verse 8,
他说我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。这个信做个记号。
It says if we have died with Christ, then we believe, and that believe is a key word.
第十一节
And verse 11,
这边说到，这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的。这个看做个记号。
Here it says, even so, consider yourself to be dead to sin.
对，这个中文那个看这个字呢，你旁边可以写，这原文它的意思呢，乃是算的意思，就是计算 count.
And you can also, some translation says, render, reckon yourself to be dead to sin.
所以第四个在第十三节。
And then a fourth word in chapter.In verse 13,
后半句说到，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。这个献这个字，
this word present, but present yourself to God as those alive from the dead.
好，再复习一下，大家确定记得，别的不记得，记得这四个字。
So if you forget everything else, but remember these four words.
第一个字是什么？
What is the first word?
第二个字？
No.
信。第三个字？
Believe.
算。第四个字？
Reckon.
And
present.
好了，现在我们要来要来学习了。
So then we need to learn what these words mean.
那学完了呢，聚完会呢，你们就要开始来操练。
And after we learn them, we need to practice them.
盼望在主回来之前。
And I hope before the Lord returns.
我们都能够在我们实际的生活当中。
And these will be reality in our lives.
呀，我们能够来使这成为一个实际。
And we can practice them.
好，第一个第六节里面讲到要知，要知道。
So first of all, it says in verse 6, knowing this.
他说，首先我们要知道我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
It says first of all, we need to know that our old self was crucified with him.
也就是说哈，我们原本在亚当里的那个旧人呢，他已经与基督怎么样同死，也同埋葬了。
No, we should know that our old self, which was in Adam.Has been crucified and buried with Christ.
这个知道啊，不能够只是在我们头脑里面的一个知识。
And this is not just the head knowledge of knowing.
这个知道必须是圣灵在我们里面 的一个开启。
And it has to be a revelation of the Holy Spirit within us.
是圣灵叫我们心里的眼睛看见的那位那个本来在亚当里的旧人呢，已经与基督同死了。
And that the Holy Spirit can open the eyes of our heart, that we can truly see that that old Adam has been crucified.
并且使我们从前的那个罪身灭绝。
And that our old body of sin are done away with.
叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
That we are no longer slaves to sin.
这个罪身呢，就指的我们这个身体。
And this body of sin talks about our body, our flesh.
因为在我们信主之前。
And so before we were a believer,
我们这个身体啊，是从前那个亚当里的旧人所用来犯罪的那个工具。
And this body of sin was an instrument of Satan that he used it to commit sins.
所以呢，圣经称它为罪身。
And therefore, the Bible calls it the body of sin.
那使罪身灭绝，灭绝是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean for it to be done away with?
灭绝就失业了。
That means it's unemployed.
好，本来呢，我们在亚当里那个旧人呢，借着我们这个罪身呢，来犯罪。
And before Satan can employ this body of sin to commit sins.
今天因为我们这个旧人呢死了。
But today, because that body has been crucified.
就没有人呢再来使用这个罪身来犯罪。
No one is able to use this body anymore.
就这个罪身呢就好像失业了一样。
So it's as if this body has been unemployed.
或许有人会这么说。
Perhaps someone will describe it this way.
这个道理我早就知道了。
They would say that I have understood this before.
可当在生活中罪又来试探引诱我的时候
Whenever sin came to tempt me
诶我怎么感觉到里面那个老亚当的生命啊好像还活得挺好的
How come I felt that old life of Adam within me is living quite well
那个老亚当的那个旧人的生命啊一点都不像死了的
It was very lively It doesn't seem that it has died at all
怎么会有这样的情形
How could that be
在这里我们看见不是我们旧人没有死。
Here is not that the old body of sin has not died.
那是因为我们对于我们这个旧人与基督同死的这个真理，我们没有真知道。
But it is that we have not truly see the truth behind the crucifixion of our old self.
所以我们需要来向我们的神祷告。
So we need to pray earnestly before God.
就像使徒保罗为以弗所圣徒祷告一样。
Just as Paul prayed for the church of Ephesus.
求我们的神将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
That our God will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
使我们真知道。
That we may truly know.
我想在这边哈，这个是很重要的一件事情我就用一个例子
And I think this is a very important point And I'll use an example
这个例子哈我们知道例子都不完全的
Example or Okay, example I know examples are not perfect
对不是 perfect 这个例子啊它只表达一点事情
And I can only use it to convey a point
就好像哈在我手上呢有东西
Just as if, like, I have something in my hand.
那我告诉弟兄姐妹说，在我手上呢有三个橘子。
And I tell you, I have three oranges or mandarins.
你们知不知道呢
？Do you know it?
当然，你说，哎，翁弟兄讲话，一般来讲都是诚实的哈。
And maybe you say,
我就相信吧。
I think our brother is trustworthy. I'll just believe his words.
但这个知道哈，我觉得还不够稳固。
But that knowing is not so sure, certain.
什么叫做启示呢
？What does it mean to have a revelation？
启示其实很简单。
That word revelation
就原本哈，在我手上哈有东西，这是一个事实。
And before there is a fact that a reality in my hand。
但是呢，你不是那么知道这个事实是什么。
But you don't really know exactly how that is a reality。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为它被东西挡住了。
Because it's been veiled by something。
什么叫启示呢
？What is revelation？
就是把原本挡住的东西啊，你把它拿掉了。
That you unveil what has been covered up。
其实这就是启示。
And that is the meaning of revelation.
好，所以你们现在看见了吗
？And so do you see it now?
在我手上了，真的像我所说的，是有三个橘子。
Truly, my word is true. I have three oranges in my hand.
弟兄姐妹，我们对于我们旧人与基督同死同埋葬这个真理
And so this reality, this truth that we have been crucified with Christ, we need the Holy Spirit to open our eyes. When we see it,
这个旧人与基督同死同埋葬的这个真理呢，就成为我们的真知道。
When that truth is unveiled, then that becomes a reality, a true knowing.
你就不会怀疑了。
Then you will no longer doubt anymore.
比方说过了一年，
For example, maybe a year later,
有人问你说，某某哪一天啊，某年某月某日。 王弟兄讲到的时候呢，告诉我们说手上有三个橘子。
Some people will ask you on that day, however many years ago, our brother James talked about three oranges in his hands.
你现在记得了吗？
Do you remember it?
我手上有几个橘子？
How many oranges do I have?
有三个。
I had three.
你会不会怀疑？
Would you doubt anymore?
不会。
You won't.
因为你知道了。
Because you know it for sure.
好，所以我们看见我们需要在神 借着圣经所给我们的真理上，我们需要常常的祷告，不住的祷告，求主赐给我们那赐人智慧和启示的圣灵。
So for all the truth we learn and we read about in the Bible, we need to pray earnestly before the Lord.
因着当圣灵开启我们里面的眼睛，叫我们真知道了以后，that
the Holy Spirit will truly give us revelation.
这个真理， 它就要改变我们这个人。
Because when we can see the unveiling of these truths, then the truth can transform us.
这个真理也要影响我们每天的生活。
And it will affect our daily life.
好，这是第一步， 我们要知道我们旧人已经死了。
So this is the first key. We should know that we have died.
好，那第二个关键字呢， 是讲到在第八节讲到要信。
And then verse 8 says we need to believe.
这边告诉我们说，我们知道我们与基督同死。
Now, if we have died with Christ,
他说我们若是与基督同死,
if you already know that you have died 对, with Christ,
他的意思不是说我们, 或是有或是没有,
that if is not saying that if you have it or if you don't.
他就是告诉我们说, 当我们知道了我们旧人与基督同死了,
but rather, if you have already know that you died with Christ,
他说我们就信必与他同活,
then we believe that we shall also live with him.
因为我们知道耶稣基督他从死里复活了。
We know our Christ Jesus has resurrected from dead.
他就不再死了。
And he will no longer die again.
而且死也不能再做他的王。
And death is no longer a master over him.
他死是向罪死了。
And he has died unto sin.
只有一次。
Once for all.
他活是向神活着。
And he lives forever before God.
我们既然相信我们的主耶稣他从死里复活了，
So if we believe that he has died and resurrected out of death,
我们就相信照他所说的，他手里已经拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Then we believe, as he has said, he holds the key to death and Hades.
主说他活了，
And he says he's alive again,
并且他是活到永永远远。
And he will live forevermore.
所以我们看见他乃是一直的活在神的面前。
So we see that he will live before God forever.
我们若相信主耶稣他在十字架上死了，
And if we believe that he has died on the cross,
他也在坟墓里埋葬了三天，
And we believe that he was buried in the grave for 3 days,
第三天他从死里复活，
And on the third day he was risen.
我们也相信圣经上的话告诉我们，
And we believe the word of the Bible.
我们是与他联合的。
And we have been united with him.
我们是在基督里的。
We have been placed in Christ.
他死的时候，
And when he died,
因着我们在基督里，
Because we were placed in him,
我们也死了。
We also died.
他埋葬了，
When he was buried,
因着我们在基督里，
Because we were in him,
我们也埋葬了。
We were also buried.
他复活了，
When he resurrected,
因着我们在基督里，
Because we were placed in him,
我们也与他一同复活。
We shall also rise with him.
我们的主今天在哪里呢？
Where is he today?
他已经升天了。
He's ascended unto heaven.
因着我们在基督里，
And because we are in him,
我们也与他一同坐在天上。
We can also be seated with him in the heavenlies.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们所信的。
So this is what we believe.
这是第二步。
That's the second key.
我们相信 他已经复活了。
We believe that he has resurrected.
所以我们也相信我们也与他一同复活。
Therefore, we also believe that we are alive with him.
这个是我们基督徒最基本的。
And this is the very basic of being a Christian.
弟兄姐妹，你是如何相信 耶稣的宝血能够洗净你的罪呢？
How you have believed that the precious blood of Christ can forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness?
岂不就是当圣灵在你里面开启的时候？
Wasn't it just so because the Holy Spirit has revealed it to you?
你知道了。
And you became,
你也相信了。
You had the true knowledge and the belief.
你也相信了。
And you had faith.
所以在两千，主在两千年前所流的血，到今天仍然能够洗净我们的罪。
So the blood that was shed 2,000 years ago still is effective in cleansing us from our sins.
同样的，我们相信。
And in the same way, we believe.
因着与基督的联合。
Because we have been united with Christ.
他如何死，我们也死了。
The same way that he has died, we also died.
他从死里复活，我们也与他一同复活。
The same way he has resurrected, we also rose with him.
他一直活着，我们也与他一同活着。
And he lives forever, we also live with him.
这是为什么我们能够活在神的面前。
Which is this?Why we are able to live before God.
这是为什么我们能够向罪死，向神活的那个关键。
And this is the key why we are able to be dead unto sin and alive unto God.
好，第二步，这是讲到我们相信，我们与他一同复活。
So the second key is that we believe.
好，第三个关键字讲到第十一节那边讲到看自己是死，就是说算自己是死的。
So the third point is in verse 11. It says, even so, reckon yourself to be dead to sin.
我们既然知道并且相信圣经上所说的话
See,
我们是已经与基督同死同埋葬一同复活
Since we know and we believe the word of the Bible that we have been crucified and we have been resurrected with Christ
接下来我们就要向罪看自己是死的向神看自己是活的
And we need to consider ourselves we need to reckon ourselves to be dead to sin but alive to God
在这里我们就是我们读中文有时候会忽略到我说我们看的时候呢有时候我们刚刚前面讲过当我们看我们这个旧人了、啊、好像这个又发脾气啦又犯罪了我们觉得旧人到底死还是没有死死还是没有死
So in the Chinese it says see yourself as alive to God、but this word see is not very accurate because we can by sightwe're very fickle
弟兄姐妹当我们看的时候、啊、我们就有一个感觉
If we only look at ourselves, then we have this feeling.
对我们来说，对我们人来说，这个感觉呢是非常真实的。
And to us, this feeling, this emotion is very real.
所以呢，仇敌撒旦呢，常常就借着我们的软弱、失败的时候，他来迷惑我们。
And then in our failures, in our weakness, our enemy will come and try to confuse us.
当我们又发脾气了。
See, you have.Shown anger again.
当我们又摔碗盘了。
And you have smashed the plate again.
当我们又去看我们不该看的东西的时候。
When you start to look at things that you're not supposed to.
撒旦就来动摇我们。
Satan will start to shake us.
哎呀，你看，你主日才听到说你的旧人已经死了。
Look at yourself. Didn't you just hear that you have died to yourself?
你看看你做的事情。
But look at what you have done.
你旧人真的死了吗？
Is it true that you have died?
这是撒旦。在我们信心里面的一个迷惑
And this is a confusion that he will cause in our faith
因为这个感觉是很真实的
Because the feeling in us feels very real
因此撒旦就叫我们怀疑神的话语
So our enemy will cause us to doubt the word of God
神的话说
The word of God says
我们的旧人已经与基督同死同埋葬
Our old body of sin has been crucified and buried with Christ
弟兄姐妹你的旧人死了没有
Then I can ask everyone, has your old body of sin died?
同学们，你的旧人钉十字架了没有？
Has it been crucified?
我们可能说，哎呀，我才刚刚又犯了一个罪啊。
And we might say, I have just committed another sin.
同学们，我不是问你有没有犯罪。
I'm not asking whether you have committed sin.
我是问你，你相不相信神所说的话
？I'm only simply asking, do you believe the word of God?
同学们，我们信心的根基。而是在神的话语上面。
The foundation of our faith is in the word of God.
如果我们不相信神的话
，if we do not believe His words，
那我们就是说神是说谎的了。
Then we call Him a liar.
盼望我们在信心这一个关键上面，我们能够在神的话语上站住了。
So this is the very key that we need to stand firm on the faith in the word of God.
好了，现在我们要来来看，不是来看，我们要来算。
So we do not look at ourselves, but we reckon.
看容易看错。
It is easy that we make a mistake when we're looking at things.
当我们来算的时候，你就不会算错了。
But if you take account of things, then it's it's less likely that you will have mistakes.
就是一个小学生啊，你叫他算呢，一加一等于二，他应该不会算错。
Even for an elementary school student, it will be easy for it to count and to reckon one plus one is two.
当然，马丁宝贝儿子九塞啊，他现在可能还不会算。
That my son doesn't know how to count.
我想可能三岁啊，现在在国内啊，三岁呢，他应该会算了。
But I hear people in China that they have taught their children arithmetic when they're 3 years old.
所以意思就是说，这个计算算的是很简单的事情。
So this word reckon or counting should be a simple task.
好，那我再用一个例，要再用例子跟大家说明一下。
Then I'll use another example.
好，所以我们刚刚说哈，本来这个。我手上的东西啊，你们不知道是什么。
So earlier I said you didn't know what I had in my hands.
但当那个启示来了
，But when the unveiling happened,
我们把这看不见障碍的拿走以后，我们看见啊、哦，果真是有三个橘子。
When the revelation dawned on you that I do have three hands,
兄弟妹，这个看见是事实。
And this seeing became a reality.
在这里说我们要算的时候哈，我们乃是根据一个事实来计算。
And this counting, this reckoning.Is reckoned upon a truth.
好，那我们现在怎么算呢
？So how do we count?
因为我们知道我手上有三个橘子啦。
I know I have three. You already know that I have three mandarins in my hand.
我们请那个旭凡弟兄，他坐前面很好啊。
Now ask our brother who's at the front.
有奖赏的，请旭凡弟兄来过来一下。
He has the advantage and the reward.
所以呢，我现在我们就来一起来算啊。
Let us count it together.
这是一个。
That's one.
两个。
That's two.
三个。
That's three.
徐安兄，你现在手上有几个橘子
？How many hands do you have in your hand?、
Three. 我给你几个橘子，三个橘子。
I've given you three, right? Are you sure?
确定是三个吗
？I'm sure.
好，
yeah,
谢谢。
I'm sure、it's
这三个橘子送你的。
So these three are your rewards.
兄姐妹，当我们弟兄这样子来计算过这个事实以后
，When our brother can count and reckon the truth one by one，
我相信我们弟兄一辈子他不会忘记今天他手上。拿到了三个橘子。
He will never forget how many oranges that he handled by himself.
弟兄姐妹，神说我们的旧人已经与基督一同钉十字架。
Our God has told us that our old body of sin has been crucified with Christ.
因着我们在他里面。
Because we are in him.
他死了，我们也死了。
When he died, we also died.
他埋葬了。我们也埋葬。
When he was buried, we also were buried.
他从死里复活，我们也同样的与他一同从死里复活。
When he resurrected, then we also rose with him.
姐妹，你会算了没有
？Then do you know how to count it?
有没有人不会算的
？Is anyone lost in this counting business?
这计算已经是很简单了。
This math should be very simple.
若你还不会算呢，我也不知道要怎么办了。
If you don't know how to count it, then I don't know how to teach you.
所以好，我们算呢就停在这里。
Then this is the matter of reckoning.
弟兄姐妹，我们的算乃是根据神已经成就的那个事实。
And we can only reckon what has already been accomplished in reality.
这是我们信心的那个把握。
And that is the assurance of our faith.
这是第三步。
That's the third key.
在我们的生活当中
，in our daily lives，
就从等会儿聚完会开始
，even right after our meeting here，
你就要一直的算。
You need to do your accounting.
一边向罪
all the time,
算自己是死的。
On one hand, you should count yourself as dead unto sin.
一边向神算自己是活的。
On the other hand, you count yourself as alive unto God.
当罪再来引诱你的时候
，when sin comes to tempt you again，
姐妹你怎么办
？What do you do？
怎么办
？What would you do？
算。
You need to count it. You need to reckon.
希望我们都学会算。
And we need to learn how to make this math work.
希望我们都不会算错。
I hope that we will not make a mistake.
好，叫我们能够向着罪是死的。
So that we would truly be dead unto sin.
向着神是活的。
And alive unto God.
好，最后第四个关键字是现。
And the fourth key word is present.
我们既然知道也相信了我们旧人与基督同死同埋了
Since we have known, since we have believed that we have been crucified with
我们也与基督一同的从死里复活
And we have reckoned that we have been resurrected with Christ
我们也学会了向罪算自己是死的向神算自己是活的
We learned how to count that we are dead unto sin and alive unto God
下一步就是要献
Then The next step is to present.
不要将肢体献给罪做不义的器具。
No longer present the members of your body unto sin, unto unrighteousness.
但要将自己献给神。
But rather present yourself unto God.
并且将我们这个身体里面的肢体，所有的肢体呢，怎么样？献做义的器具来献给神。
And all the members of your body as instruments of righteousness.
这是在第十三节。
This is verse 13.
但我们要看第十三节之前，我们先稍微看一下第十二节那边有一个关键。
But before this 13 comes, there is verse 12.
主的话说，所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王。
So, the word of the Lord tells us, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body.
这个容啊，什么意思呢？
What does it mean, let sin?
就说出在我们生活当中啊，当罪来引诱我们的时候呢，我们是有选择的。
It means when sin comes to tempt you, you have a choice.
就你的选择是什么呢
？What is your choice?
你可以容罪，你也可以怎么样不容罪
？You either let him or you don't let him.
当你容罪在你身上作王的时候
，If you let him reign in your body,
等于说你就是顺服了罪的权柄。
Then you obey the power and the authority of sin.
当你不容罪在你身上作王的时候
，If you don't let him reign in your mortal body,
你就是告诉他说，今天我的旧人已经死了。你在我身上再也没有权柄。
Then you're telling him, I have been crucified with Christ. You no longer have any power over me.
因为已死的人是脱离的罪。
Because those who are dead have been dead unto sin.
也就是说，已死的人呢，你不需要再顺服这个罪在你身上的那个权柄。
If you're dead, then you're freed from all the power of sin.
就是好像一个奴隶啊，他本来呢，他在凡事上呢，都要听谁的？听他主人的。
Just like a slave, in all things he needs to listen to his master.
因为他是奴隶。
Because he is a slave.
我们的旧人啊，本来也就是罪的奴隶。
And our old body of sin was a slave unto sin.
可现在这个奴隶呢，死了。
But now this body, this slave has died.
他的主人啊，再也不能要求这个奴隶替他做任何事情。
And the old master can no longer request him to do anything.
或许啊，这个主人啊，他还是。还是他还是要来要求这个奴隶来，你帮我做事。
Perhaps the master is still there. He's still telling the slave, "You need to do this or do that."
奴隶做不做
？But what can the slave do?
奴隶能不能做
？Can the slave do anything?
这个已经死了的奴隶啊，他还能够替他老板做什么事吗
？What more can this dead body do for his master?
弟兄姐妹，不能。
This dead slave can no longer do anything.
罪再也不能在我们身上来作王。
Sin can no longer reign in our body.
因此，当罪在我们生活当中啊，它来使唤我们要在替他做事情的时候
，Therefore, when sin calls out to you and attempts you to do things for him，
就好像啊，这罪在我们身上要用我们的口啊来说谎
，Just like if the sin tells your mouth to say things，
罪呢在我们里面啊，他要来叫我们用这个口来骂人
，Or if sin wants us to cuss at people。With our mouth,
和罪呢，在我们里面呢，叫我们的眼睛啊，来看一些不该看的东西。
Or if sin causes your eye to see things that you should not see,
或是呢，罪在我们里面呢，他来要求这个手啊，让他用一下。
Or if sin demands that he can employ your hand,
来打人。
To strike some person,
或是不打人，我们就摔盘子。
Or if you don't strike a person, you might smash a plate.
弟兄姐妹，罪可能在我们里面这样子来使唤、来支配我们。
Yes, sin will still be there, trying to demand, to make demand, or to request you to do things.
但是我们知道，一个已死的人是脱离的罪。
But the truth is, those who have already been died, is freed from sin.
因此，我们可以理直气壮的。
Therefore, you have all the reason.
我们可以坚定的来拒绝罪在我们身上。任何的要求
you can be very firm in refusing any demand of the sin.
我们不要把我们身上的肢体再让罪来当作犯罪的那个工具。
You no longer need to present your body as instruments to unrighteousness.
相反的，我们倒要像从死里复活的人。
But on the other hand, you have been made alive before God.
将我们自己献给神。
You can present yourself to God.
这句话非常有意思。
It is a very interesting saying.
不仅我们要将我们自己全人来献给神。
present your whole being unto God.
他说呢，而且呢，是要将我们的肢体做义的器具献给神。
And your members as instruments of righteousness.
就是我们这个身体上面的每一样肢体。
Meaning every members of your body.
我们的眼睛。
Your eyes.
我们的嘴巴。
Your mouth.
我们的手。
Your hands.
我们的脚。
Your feet.
甚至是我们的心思意念。
Even your mind, your heart.
我们都要不断的更新。奉献给神。
We need to renew your presence unto God. You need to present it again and again.
为什么我们要把我们的手、我们的脚、我们的眼睛、我们的口来献给神呢？
Why do we need to present all the members of our body to Him?
很多时候我们想到要奉献的时候啊，我们就要再三考虑一下。
Whenever we think about making an offering or a presentation before God, we think about it again and again.
我们心里面就有点挣扎。
We have a struggle in our heart.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为觉得这本来是我的。
Because we thought this used to be mine.
现在说要献给神。
If I present it as an offering,
我们就觉得好像是一个损失。
Then we feel that it is a loss.
但弟兄姐妹是这样吗？
Is it true?
我们要知道我们这个人。
Then we need to know.
乃是神借着耶稣基督在十字架为我们付上的那个赎价所买赎回来的。
We need to know all of us, the entirety of us, has been ransomed by the precious blood that was paid on the cross.
我们这个人本来对神来说啊，是一点用处都没有。
We who are completely useless and helpless before God,
是神付上了一个重价。
But He has paid a great price.
就是他自己的独生爱子。
Even His only beloved Son.
就像早晨弟兄一开始告诉我们的。
Just as our brother reminded us in the very beginning.
是神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
The sinless has become sin for us.
是主耶稣在十字架上为我们的罪付上了那个罪的赎价。
It was our Lord Jesus on that cross has paid the price of our sins.
既然是神用重价所买的。
Since we have been ransomed by a great price by God Himself.
弟兄姐妹，你我应当属于谁的呢？
Then you and I, whom do we belong?
我们理当将自己献给神。
We ought to present ourselves to God.
让神能够来使用我们这个人身上所有的肢体。
So that He can use every part of the members of your body.
成为那行义的工具。
That these will be instruments of righteousness.
成为那能够荣耀神的器皿。
These will be vessels that can glorify God.
弟兄姐妹，当我们把自己这样来献给神之后，
As we present ourselves to God,
我们看见我们就能够在我们生活当中，
Then we see in our daily lives,
靠着主耶稣基督的所赐给我们那个新生命，
By this new life the Lord Jesus has given us,
也靠着圣灵在我们里面所赐的恩典和帮助，
Also by the grace of the Holy Spirit within us,
我们能够过一个得胜的生活，
We can live a life that is overcoming,
我们能够向罪是死的，
We can be dead unto sin,
向神是活的，
And alive unto God,
我们可以自由地顺服神的旨意，
We can be freeTo obey the will of the Father.
来完成每一天神要我们做的事情。
That we can accomplish everything that God wants us to do daily.
弟兄姐妹，这是基督徒一个奉献的生活。
And this is a life that's consecrated.
今天我们的难处还不在于我们不知道这些事情。
Today our difficulty, our problem is not that we are ignorant of these facts.
我想很可能我早晨所交通的弟兄姐妹大多数都已经知道了。
I actually believe that most of you know everything that I've talked about this morning.
我们的难处不是我们不知道。
Our difficulty is not that we do not know.
我们的难处是我们虽然知道。
But rather, even though we know about it,
我们也相信。
And we even believe it.
可是我们却做不到。
But we cannot achieve it.
我们也做不好。
And we cannot do it or practice it.
十多年前我和弟兄姐妹分享过一个关于主借着圣灵在我里面如何的开启和带领。
Over maybe 10 years ago, I've shared something of how the Lord has revealed it to me.
这个十多年 ,more than 10 years.
More than a decade.
我不知道弟兄姐妹可能有些人还记得有些人不记得了。
I don't know how many of you can still remember that.
请弟兄姐妹原谅我早上再分享一个这样的一个学习。
Do forgive me for repeating it.
就是呢，我和我的妻子，我和我的姐妹两个人啊，是在个性上是很不一样的。
That my wife and I are very different in nature.
就像很多的夫妻啊，神所配的呢，都是这样子，我大多数是这样子啊。
Just like
两个人都是不太一样的。
Actually, most couples I know how the Lord has brought them together, they're quite different in nature.
通常呢，一个快，另一个呢就比较慢。
Very often, one person is quicker, the other person is slower.
一个粗呢，另一个就细一点。
One person is rougher, the other person is more refined.
那我是我们家比较细一点的那个。
I am the more refined one in our house.
所以在我们家啊。常常有这样的一个情形。
So this thing always happens in our family.
到今天还这样。
Even today, it still happens.
我姐妹常常就要问，在家里面就要问我。
And my wife will often ask me.
我的手机在哪里
？Where's my cell phone?
我的钱包在哪里
？Where's my wallet?
在十多年前啊，也是这样。
And it happened 10 years ago. It still happens today.
所以我常常要提醒她。
So I often need to remind her.
你要小心。
Be careful.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
在有一次一个晚上
But there was one evening
时间比较晚了
It was getting late
那时候我们家小孩都还比较小
And my children were still young
那个我们姐妹呢她突然间心血来潮她说她要出去买东西
My wife suddenly thought that she needed to go out and buy stuff
我就跟她讲这么晚了那个事情也不那么急明天再买吧
And I was telling her it's already late and it's not this thing is not in a hurry you can wait till tomorrow to buy it And she thought, no,
她是比较急的
because she's the faster one.
哎呀，那我想着，那好吧，好吧。
And so I thought, okay.
那我就要提醒她一下咯。
So I wanted to remind her.
我的钱包啊，要小心。
Don't forget your wallet.
因为我是比较细的。
Because I am more careful.
结果呢，这么样一个提醒呢，哎呀。
But after my reminder,
就挨了一顿骂。
She started rebuking me.
也没有很多，就是说你怎么这么啰嗦
？And she was just saying, why are you so bothersome?
她就很不耐烦走了。
And she was impatient and she left.
那我就怎么样
？So what could I do?
你会怎么样
？What would you do?
当然生气喽。
Of course you got mad.
这只是开始。
And that's just the beginning.
就过了一段时间回来了。
And after she came back,
她跟我说了。
And she told me.
钱包不见了。
Where did my wallet go?
就姐妹，换做你的话，换做你是我的话。
So if you were in my shoe,
你会怎么样
？What would you do?
更生气。
And you'll be even angrier.
哎呀，我当时是非常生气。
I was so mad.
可是呢，那时候呢，主也正在让我学一个功课。
By that time, the Lord was teaching me a lesson.
就以弗所第五章那边说的。
It was teaching me through Ephesians chapter 5.
要爱你们的妻子，就像基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Husband, love your wives as Christ loved the church, even died for her.
知不知道
？Do you know it already?
知道。
Do you know the truth?
相不相信
？I do know the truth. Do you believe the truth?
相信。
Yes, I believe.
好，那算一算。
Can you count it?
哎呀，那时候算，那时候就是不会算。
I didn't know how to reckon. I wasn't very good at math.
我就一直想，哎呀，主的话是这么说。
I just knew that the word of the Lord was telling me this.
那我就要像基督爱教会啊，我就舍己吧。
Then I just need to do it. I just need to sacrifice myself.
哎呀，不要生气。
Don't get mad. Don't get mad.
不要生气。
Don't get mad.
哎呀，越说不要生气啊。
But the more I tell myself not to get mad,
发现里面那个旧人的气啊越大。
But that old self within me.Was getting angrier and angrier.
快气得不行了。
And I was so mad.
刚好有一个机会啊，我就算是一个逃生出口。
And I had there was a chance for me to escape.
因为我车子停在那个 Park and Ride， 所以呢，超过半夜了，我说那我们就开车去 Park and Ride 去签啊，去拿我本来早上放在那个停车那个车子。
Because I left my car, this is my excuse. I left my car at the Park and Ride.And it was already midnight, but I was saying, we need to go and pick up my car from the parking lot.
就开部车要去拿另外那部。
So we were driving one car to pick up another.
哎呀，里面啊，越想越气。
The more I thought about it, the more angry I was.
哎呀，你看我提醒的时候呢，还被嫌啰嗦。
See, I was reminding you, and you thought I was too bothersome.
结果你看，果真钱包掉了。
And sure, you have lost your wallet.
他也很生气。
And she was also angry.
然后呢，到了那个停车场。
So when we got there at the park and ride,
乌漆抹黑的。
And it was dark.
然后当然就是姐妹，就让姐妹先回家。
And of course, I tell her you can go home first.
我就坐在那个空荡荡的停车场，在乌漆抹黑的里面。
And I was sitting in that parking lot in complete darkness.
哎呀，过不去的。
And I just couldn't get over my anger.
我怎么算也算不对。
Doesn't matter how I try to reckon, I just couldn't do it.
我是想死就死不了。
And I want my old self to die, but it cannot die.
太不合理了。
Because it was so unreasonable.
我好心提醒还要挨骂。
I was being kind to remind you, but then you blame me for it.
现在真的掉了。
But here again, you lost it.
哎呀，我在那个车子里面跟神在那里交涉交涉交涉。
And I was struggling. I was wrestling with God.
非常痛苦。
And I was in such pain.
不是因着姐妹掉皮包痛苦。
It was not that she lost her wallet that I was in struggling.
而是因着为什么我不能照着主的话。而活出来。
But I was struggling. How come I could not live out the word of God?
当我到了一个非常绝望的时候
，When I was in complete despair,
我实在是向神呼求。
I was calling out, crying to Him.
我打算这个问题都解决不了了，可能就不回家了。
And I was thinking, even if I couldn't resolve such a small matter, then what's the point of going home?
或许我不太记得当时可能就有点就是跟神就赖上了一样。
And I was throwing a fit before God.
就像那个雅各啊，在亚伯渡口跟神摔跤一样。
Just like Jacob was wrestling with God at the before the river.
快突然间。
But suddenly,
圣灵将神的爱就浇灌在我心里。
The Holy Spirit poured out the love of God within my heart.
圣灵在我里面就开我里面的眼睛。
And He opened the eyes of my heart.
那我看见我旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
And I saw this truth that my old self was crucified with Christ.
圣灵就帮助我哈，本来不会算的呢，圣灵帮助我算一下。
And I didn't know how to reckon, how to count, but the Holy Spirit helped me, and He taught me how to count.
耶稣死了。
Did Christ die?
我在他里面，我也死了。
Was I in Him when He died?
哇，那时候好高兴哦。
And I was so joyful.
哎呀，我的旧人已经死了。
And my old self.Died.
我那个讲道理的旧人死了。
The old self that was trying to reason had
died. 我那个不能饶恕的旧人已经死了。
The old self that cannot forgive died.
哇，我里面充满了喜乐。
And I was full of joy.
啊，我就开车。
Then I drove.
准备开车回家。
And I was getting ready to drive home.
我很着急的开车回家。
And I was in a hurry to drive home.
为什么呢
？Why?
我要告诉我姐妹。
And I wanted to tell my wife.
钱包掉了没关系。
It's okay that you lost your wallet.
因为我学了一个非常宝贵的功课。
Because through that, I learned a very precious lesson.
所以当我回到家里面
，So when I got home,
我姐妹看到我的时候，她挺紧张的。
And my wife was very nervous when she saw me.
我也没说什么话。
And I didn't want to say much.
我就抱着她。
I just gave her a hug.
所以感谢主，后来那天晚上呢。也很晚了，也很累了，所以我们就睡得很好。
So we thank the Lord. It was late that night. We were all tired, so we rested well.
第二天早上啊。
But in the morning,
哎，电话响了。
And there was a phone call.
一接是一个美国人。
It was another person.
是一个我们不认识的美国人。
It was a stranger.
他说我们是不是掉皮包了
？And they were asking, "Did you lose your wallet?"
他们在一个荒废的那个野地啊，哎，找到了。我姐妹的皮包
they
不是找到了就是他就捡到了我姐妹的皮包
They picked up this wallet at some random wilderness
原来啊是有人呢就在那个购物中心停车场呢捡就拿到我姐妹的皮包呢把里面的那个200多块现金很多钱的那时候来说拿走了以后呢就把皮包呢就随手一扔就扔在那个荒郊野外
Yeah, so because somebody picked up the wallet that was dropped at the parking lot at the grocery store they took the cash was about $200 it was a lot back then but they took the cash and then just threw the wallet away in some random
哎，就这两个陌生人呢他眼睛不知道为什么不看马路还看这个不知道看哪里居然看到这个皮包了
But it just happened that these two strangersThey weren't looking at the road as they were walking. They just looked around. They saw the wallet lying.
他们还很好心的找到我姐妹的这个驾照。
And they were very kind in finding the driver's license in it.
我还不晓得他们是怎么找到我们家的电话号码。
But we didn't even know how they find our phone number.
不过长话短说， 他居然就联络我们了，
But at the
end, 就把这个钱包还我们。
They were able to find us and to return the wallet.
是虽然损失了一点现金
，even though we lost some cash，
但驾照啊、信用卡啊，哎，这都不需要注销。
But credit card and the and the driver's license were all intact.
因为对我而言
，and to me，
我的旧人与基督同死同埋葬的这个事实呢，是不会改变。
This reality that I have been crucified with Christ will never change again.
我所需要的。
What I need,
就是在生活当中
it is that in daily life,
一直的算
to count it again and
again. 根据这个事实，我们每一次来面对试探引诱的时候来计算。
Based on the reality of this truth, we need to reckon it every time there's a temptation.
我们向着罪已经死了。
That we have been crucified to sin.
我们向着神是活着的。
That we are alive unto God.
因为我们能够这样一直活在神的面前。
So that we can live in such conditions before God.
讨他的喜悦。
To delight, to gain his pleasure,
直到主回来
until he comes.
那我们在一起低头有点祷告
Let us bow in further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你
Lord, we thank you.
主，你为我们成就的救恩是何等的伟大
Thank you for the great salvation you have accomplished.
主，你不仅借着你的宝血洗净我们一切的不义
That through your precious blood you have washed all of our unrighteousness.
主啊，你也叫我们能够在基督里，我们得着这一切的丰盛。
That we can also gain all the abundance in Christ Jesus.
主啊，不仅我们得着称义
，Not only we have been justified，
我们得着新生命
，But we have received a new life.
我们也能够在你的旨意里被你来改变。
We can also be transformed by your will.
我们也能够在生命中来与你一同作王。
That we may also reign with you.
主啊，愿我们在地上的生活。
That in our daily lives on earth,
在不多的日子里
with the little time we have left,
主，我们能够来荣耀你的名
that we may glorify your name,
叫你的心得着一点满足
may your heart be satisfied.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.